Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Tea Talk with Angel, the belly dancing medium. Each Wednesday at 9 p.m., I present messages of inspiration and motivation and discuss topics from across the community. Callers are always welcome, and I'm happy to do on-air readings on every show. Sign up for news and updates at bellydancingmedium.com, and please remember to like my program before the show's over. Now sit down, pour a cup of tea, and join me for a fabulous and fun gathering.
Well, hello and good evening. Welcome to my show. It is Wednesday night, the middle of June, and it has been a rough day across our country here with a lot of turmoil, a lot of pain, a lot of anxiety, a lot of frustration. And I have to say, it has been a little bit of a frustrating experience just over the last few weeks for a lot of people. Seems like a lot of things are standing still, a lot of things are getting in the way, a lot of blocks, a lot of walls, a lot of struggles. And people have been living in their emotions as they try to work through some really hard and really difficult ordeals in their life. So I wanted to start off the show tonight by acknowledging the space that we're in and giving everyone the opportunity to take a deep breath of release and send out great and truly deep wishes of hope and recovery and blessings and prayers to anyone out there who has been in any way affected by the events of this day. We pray for everyone. We pray for peace. We pray for togetherness in our nation here. And we want to know that there is something out there to stand with us and hope. And I need everybody to know that there always is. The divine light is always with us. The divine spirit is always with us. And though it seems dark sometimes, there is always light, for there cannot be darkness without the presence of light somewhere. And it is our commitment, our job, and our duties as individuals that walk the path of the light traveler to continue to bring that flame of light to pass from one person to the next, so that it is always present regardless of what's going on. So I'd like to continue our theme this evening around anything that you've got to say. If you have questions or issues you're going through around challenges, I have a lot of people on hold, which I was expecting just based on the space that everyone's in. And if you just want to talk, we can talk. If you have questions, I can answer questions, but we got to keep it brief. We got to keep it focused because I would like to keep in integrity and try to get to as many people as possible. So I am Angel, the belly dancing medium. You can find me online at bellydancingmedium.com. I have a prayer list there that I'm very active with. I have a prayer group that gathers. If you go to my website, please join my mailing list, and above all, join the prayer list so that you can be a part of the energies of prayer and positivity that we are creating. Good evening. Who am I speaking to?
Hi, this is Miranda.
Hi, Miranda. How are you this evening?
I'm doing okay, thank you.
Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from California.
Oh, cool. Hi, California. I, too, am in California. I'm in the San Francisco Bay Area.
That's where I am. It's weather is fantastic most of the time.
Yes. Yes, it is. It's fantastic. We had a rough day here in San Francisco. So what can I do for you? Yeah, it's just so sad to be in this space, and we all have to kind of stay focused on the positive. So I want to stay focused on the positive with you, Miranda. What can I do for you? What are you
Absolutely.
Calling about?
Yeah, I'm just wondering what you pick up regarding job opportunities for me.
Okay. So let me ask you, it feels like you are seeking, like you're looking for something else to do, like you're wanting to change what you've been doing, but at the same time, you need something to happen. So it's like you need something to happen to change your financial situation, but you also have this dream where you want to do this other thing. But if you do this other thing, you got to stop what you're doing. which you're not in the situation, you're not in a position to do, to just stop right now. So what you're being asked to do is to take a deep breath, stop, just stop and take a moment of calm to realize that the work that you've been put here to do is more of a, I keep hearing the word counselor, is more of a talking to, working with people in a different way. And you need to be guided in the direction of your heart. And that's kind of where you need to go. Your work is needed. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I am pursuing an opportunity in the counseling field. Yes.
Oh, look at that.
Definitely. Ooh,
goosebumps. Yeah. So you're needed.
Definitely. It's my passion. I want to help others. But I was just sort of, nothing seems to be happening.
It's not that nothing's happening, is that there's this big block, and it's where we are. People who are being called right now to stand and kind of stand in the light and fight the good fight are being almost challenged. Like, you have to fight to receive it. And so things will ease up for you as we move past the solstice. The solstice mm-hmm. is an important solstice this particular year, because it's going to, when it passes, the veil is going to lift and the light energy is going to open up. And the way that it's being shown to me, it's going to be literally like a door or a tunnel opening in the charge of energy coming through to help the light workers spring up, because we have a lot to fight against coming up in the coming months. So you're going to see, as we get past the solstice, which is around the 20th next week, that you'll start to receive some opportunities. So stay focused and stay positive, and know that things are going to come to pass for you. Don't let the doubt turn you the other way. Just keep focusing. You're going to get an opportunity. I see your hands holding an opportunity, like an envelope is being handed to you before the end of the month. So the light is there.
It's cool.
It's coming.
Very good.
Just stay focused. You're going to be good, okay?
Yeah, do you see the kind of population I'll be working with? Is it adults or children? Do you pick up anything regarding that?
I see women and children is what I'm being told. I'm being women. Shown a woman and her child.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if that makes sense.
See.
So that's
I'm
what I'm being
sure.
shown.
Yeah, okay. Very good. Well, I appreciate that.
Displaced adults,
right?
Specifically. I heard displaced adults is what I heard. So keep that in mind.
Misplaced?
Displaced.
Got it. I'm sorry. Yes.
Okay.
I'll keep that
all
in
right.
mind for sure. I appreciate
all right.
your input. Thank you.
You're welcome. You take care. God bless. Bye-bye.
You too.
That was a really good call. So, again, my website is bellydancingmedium.com. One of the things I want to talk about the solstice before I go to the next caller, and I'm going to get to the next caller here shortly, is I have decided with my group that I work with, we've decided to create the solstice, a peace solstice. And we're going to do an evening of prayer on the solstice, which is going to be next week. So for those of you who are interested in participating in that, I'll have information that I'm going to be sharing with you through the show for the peace solstice. And it's going to be just about coming together virtually in a moment of silent prayer for the planet, for peace, because the space that we're in right now is a place of peace that is needed to heal and move forward in our lives in a way that's going to make us a much happier, a much jovial space. I'm going to take my next caller. Who am I speaking to?
Hi, Angel. My name is Wendy.
Hi, Wendy. How are you today?
Well, I hear the sadness in your voice, so I'm going to say a special prayer for you tonight.
Oh, I thank you. I appreciate it. I wouldn't call it sadness as much as it's just kind of an acknowledgement of the reality that we are just not where we should be as a society. I'm feeling, as a healer, I'm feeling for society, and I want to help, and I want people to be joyous. And it hurts me in my heart to be in a space where we have people so unhappy and angry with existence that they just lash out in hatred and just start destroying life for no particular reason. And it's just not necessary.
Yeah.
And we have to find a way to stop. this. Those of us who walk in the light, we have to find a way to stop this. It is. It's very heartbreaking.
I agree. I agree with you, my friend. And I'm very thankful for my opportunity starting in early July.
Yes.
There is another. Thank you. There is another healthcare insurance company that is interested in me. I've been wanting to go on board with them for over 2 years, and
oh, wow.
Suddenly they're interested. They sent me an email for some online testing, which I did complete Monday afternoon, and it was in three sections. I put a lot of thought into it. Chose my answers carefully. It was personality tests and scenarios. I think I probably scored pretty high. I hope so. And after I did the testing, they sent an email stating, thank you. We're going to evaluate your scores, and you will be receiving an email. I haven't heard anything yet, but this is United Health Group, and it's a real good company as well. They would, I'm sure that they would offer me more. But in the place where I'm at right now, abundance is not just money. It's also peace of mind and feeling comfortable and being respected in the workplace. So,
right.
And longevity is very important to me. So I've got a few weeks. If they invite me to interview, I'm going to do it. And I'm going to say a prayer before I go in. God, please reveal to me. Give me a sign. You know, whether there'd be in longevity with that company. So what do you pick up, Angel?
So I think I remember speaking to you about how the opportunities will kind of all start to come in. The one that you wanted, this opportunity that you're going to start is the opportunity that you've been wanting, and it's the opportunity that's for you. And it's kind of like, you know, the grass is always greener. This always happens when you meet your potential mate, and you wait and wait, and then the person comes into your life. You could go 10, 20 years and nothing, and then you meet your love of your life, and you guys start a relationship, and all of a sudden all the men start coming over and wanting to talk to you. It's just, it's more like the universe saying, are you sure this is what you want? So rather, it's not about, is this other place the place for you? It's about really make sure that you're in certainty that this is the place that you want, because once you step in, you're there. So that's what it's about. So go ahead. If you're building your confidence, it wouldn't hurt you to go to the interview, because your confidence is important. But you've got the opportunity that you've been working on, and you've got the opportunity that you prayed for, and it came to you abundantly, exactly the way you want it. This is just the other guy noticing you after the first guy asked you out. That's what it is.
Yeah, I like that scenario. And they really the way they've treated me when I was offered the job through HR, she actually really celebrated with me. She said, we want you. We're so excited about having you come on board. And we didn't want to make you wait over the weekend. We wanted to tell you now. And I appreciate things like that. So I want longevity and comfort. Money is nice. But there's other things that are more important than that.
Understood. So just if you want to go to, like I said, to boost your confidence, I would encourage you to go. But at the end of the day, you are stepping into what the divine spirit brought to you, and you're in good hands. Okay? So don't worry about it.
The one starting in July?
Correct.
Okay. So you feel that's my divine...
That's the one that came to answer your prayers.
Yes.
That's the one you asked for. Correct.
And it's so close to me. Okay. Well,
okay.
Thank you, Angel. And I'm going to say a special prayer for you, because I care for you like a friend.
Oh,
thank
you. Thank you so much.
And I really subscribe to so much of what you say, and I like your solstice prayer group.
Oh, thank you so much. Well, I'm going to bring some more information before we go and let everybody know what's going to happen on the solstice day. Everybody can participate. There are no fees involved. It's just a community call to action. So I know you like to listen, and I usually hang up on you. I'm just going to mute you so that you can stay online, because
okay.
I always find that I always see you popping on the bottom. So I'm just going to mute you out, okay?
God bless. Thank you.
God bless. You take care.
Thank you.
All right. So. So I'm just going to take the next caller here real quick so that I can take another call. Thank you for holding. This is Angel. Who am I talking to?
This is Shauna.
Hi, Shauna. How are you? Where are you calling from?
I am calling from Atlanta, Georgia.
Atlanta. One of my dearest friends lives out in Atlanta. I go out there once or twice a year. Loving it in Atlanta, eating at the Waffle House.
Oh, yeah.
They have one on every corner,
our,
girl.
That is our thing, that Waffle House, everywhere.
All over the place. What could I do for you?
So I recently went to Phoenix for a training, and everything was okay. And when I came back from that training, I just couldn't get it back together. And I mean, like, I just, it's almost like a depression, but I'm not really sure what I'm depressed about. I'm moving into the next phase of what I think I'm supposed to be doing as far as coaching and branding, helping people with their own destiny. But I feel like there's something on me, like not something, but I don't understand what the sadness is about. It could be health related. It's just overwhelmingly like 7 days of sadness. And yesterday I had a little moment where it came out of it, but today it came right back.
So I'm not getting like you have an attachment, but what I am getting is that although it was an awesome experience, it was not what you're here to do. And so you it's kind of like you came to be you decided you wanted to be an accountant, went to a mathematician workshop. And so your systems are out of whack because your systems are trying to process what you went through, and you're powerful. I mean, you're very powerful. So when you go somewhere, the people and the persons that are facilitating a thing want you to be a part of their thing because you're powerful. So the first thing you got to do is remember what it was that you were told you were supposed to do a long time ago. Remember what it was that you were guided to do and what your purpose is. It's okay to learn other stuff, but you're not going to learn anything from somebody else's stuff. You're going to be teaching people how to do stuff. So you have to shake off this need to find what your process is and dig into the process that God has given you. And I don't know if that makes sense to you, but what it comes down to is you're lost. You don't have an attachment. You don't have anything wrong with you, but you are lost because it's like you've forgotten what it was you were supposed to do. And you can regain that by just sitting in contemplation and building that connection back up. Does that make sense?
It does. And then that's all I've been doing, actually. I haven't been going out. And, I do a couple of meetings a day, but stay home, and I just sit here and just, like, be with myself and just think, like, what am I doing? And lost is a really good word to describe how I feel, yes.
Yeah, so it's lost. So just acknowledge that. Try not to turn it into darkness, because being lost doesn't mean you're in the dark, because there's two – it's a very different feeling. Have you ever been lost? You're just kind of driving. You're like, where am I? You might be a little panicky, but when you're in the dark, it's different, right? It's scary. It's mm-hmm. You're alone. So you're not in the dark, you're just lost. So you just need to find your way is what it is. And so sitting down and thinking about it is cool, but contemplation is different. The journaling, the meditation, the prayer, the things that you need to do with yourself and your connection to the divine spirit to get back to where you're supposed to go, it will come back to you. And the faster that you can do that, the faster it will come back to you. And you can click this really fast. It's like the first caller. The whole conversation around the solstice and the portal opening, that's what you can make happen. But you need to spend the time and do the work, the same work you would prescribe for me if I came to you looking for my purpose. Fair enough?
Okay.
Fair enough?
That makes sense. Yes, fair
right?
enough. Thank
that's
you.
All it is. You're welcome. You're welcome. You take care of yourself, okay, Sean? I want to hear from you, all right?
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye. Really great call. A lot of really good callers tonight. I want to stop here for a moment and remind you guys about my website. Again, bellydancingmedium.com. One of the things I want to mention is I do have some CDs that have just been released. I'm very excited about. some meditation and lecture CDs that speak specifically to the connection to the divine, grounding your spirit, starting your day. I have a specific lecture that I call, that I call Slaying Your Dragons. I did a show on that last week where you confront your obstacles and your challenges. So if it's something that you really need some support with, that you would find these CDs useful, I would love for you to come by my website, pick up a copy. I have some here that I can send to you, and I can find them for you if you're that, if you're into that kind of thing. Just send me a separate email so I can take care of that. Otherwise, you will buy your CDs through the illustrious Amazon.com. So I'm going to take the next caller here. This is Angel. Who am I speaking to?
Hi, Angel. This is Laura in New Jersey.
Hi, Laura in New Jersey. How are you today?
I'm okay. How are you?
I'm doing great. I get a lot of callers from New Jersey. One of these days, I'm going to have to head out that way and do a workshop or something. And apparently, it's going to be really late at night because y'all stay up late in New Jersey.
Yes, we do.
What can I do for you tonight?
I would like to know what you see around me getting a job in this month, maybe, or next month.
Jobs are the thing. I think I've never had a month where careers and purpose were as prominent as they've been the last 4 or 5 weeks. So let's look at Laura and her, and I'm using the cards to help me out tonight. You may hear me shuffling a little bit. Oh, okay. So your intuitive powers are coming really strong around this whole process of career. There's something that you're not doing for yourself around what it is that you need to do for your purpose. You're not trusting. You're kind of living in hesitation around this whole job thing. So you're being asked to open up your third eye more, and the job that you're looking for is going to come to you. It's a much more, oh God, what is that? That's not creativity. That is, what I'm seeing is the image they're showing. I'm just going to tell you the image because maybe it means something to you. But the image they're showing me is kind of like an architect directing people, like a project manager with plans, directing people on what there is to do. And that's what it feels like your process is. Does that make any kind of sense?
Yeah, that does make sense. I've been trying to get into a position of management.
Okay.
But I keep getting contracts. Yeah, so the last contract I was just on, it was supposed to be like a change management role.
Uh-huh.
But they changed the job description and said that what they really needed was a vendor manager, somebody that manages their vendors, and it's a completely different process from what I was hired to do. So
right.
I got let go last Wednesday, so now I'm scrambling to try to find another contract.
Just keep focusing. It's unfortunate for them because you knew what they needed, and they thought they knew what they needed. You knew what they needed, and they changed it, right? So it's like there's a part of you that you need to kind of get in there, because what I'm being told is you needed to look at them and say, yeah, that's not what you need. I'm trying to tell you what you need.
I did do that.
Yeah, and that's what they're – but they don't have the courage. That's not the job for you. You need the people that have the courage. So this is not a system of you not finding, like being in a space of not finding a job. You're trying to find the right one. So it's coming. You're standing your ground. You're getting your courage together. You're exactly where you're supposed to go. Just keep that space. The next people that you talk to, you got two more people to talk to, I'm told. The next people you talk to are going to give you the opportunity looking for it. And it may be a contract when they put it on the table that's going to turn into something else. But I've definitely seen you creating an opportunity here very, very soon. It looks really promising. I'm getting a victory card when I pulled a card of victory for you. So it looks really promising. But you had their number. They actually, while that's interesting, they may actually come back to you. It doesn't look like you'll be interested if they do. they might actually come back to you and go, hey, you know, I'm just saying, if you're still interested, we might actually need your help if you're still interested. And it doesn't look like you will be, because it looks like you're going to be engaged with something else.
Do you know if it's going to be in the state of Pennsylvania, Delaware, or New Jersey?
Can you say those three again?
Pennsylvania, which is around the Philadelphia area, Delaware, or New Jersey.
Interesting.
Or another state altogether.
Interesting. So, trying to figure out what that is. What is that? I'm gonna have to. I am so like not feeling the map right now. Do you give me a second? I'm gonna use technology. I don't know what that is. Pennsylvania. It is not Pennsylvania. It is not. What is that? Maryland.
Oh, there. You know what? There is a job possibility with the state of Maryland in Annapolis.
Maryland is what I got. That's what
Maryland.
I got. I got Maryland. That's what I got. So,
okay.
About that. Okay? You got to let me know
thank
if that happens,
so
because that'll be really cool. Thank you. You have a fantastic
thank you.
Evening.
You
bye-bye.
Too, thank you. Bye.
Really super cool. I would love to hear back from Laura, because calling out geographical information is really super cool. And if that comes to fruition, I would love to have her come on and confirm that. That's really exciting. So I wanted to talk about the solstice. The solstice this year is Tuesday the 20th. That's next week. So it's going to be the day before my broadcast next week. And so the thing about the summer solstice is always kind of the longest day of the year. And it's historically been a day for celebration. We're going from spring to summer. It is before the fall, which is before the harvest. And it really is a celebration of what is possible. It's a celebration of the beginning of summer. It's a celebration that's supposed to be joyous. And so the call to action that I am bringing out to the community is what I'm calling the peace solstice. And I'm going to call a moment of quiet contemplation and the bringing of the light. I'm going to post it on my website. I'm going to send it out on my social media. And I'm going to ask everyone to stop just for a minute. You can go for longer than a minute if you want, but just for a minute at 8 o'clock on Tuesday next week for this moment of peace. Now, I've talked to a couple of people, and they're like, we should do it more often. And so we may do it 4 or 5 times during the day at different times of the day, but I will put this information up on the website. Please like my Facebook page. Some of you did that for me last week, and I really appreciate it. I think I shared last week that my friend and I have a challenge to get more people to like my Facebook page, because she says not enough people do. So if you can go on Facebook here and find the Belly Dancing Angel, the Belly Dancing Medium, and like my Facebook page, that would be awesome, and you'll be in touch with me every day. I'm very active in social media. But my desire here, ladies and gentlemen, is to create a space. Next week, we all are sending peace and light into the community so we can start to heal our planet, our nation, our community. So I'm going to invite you guys to join me in that. But right now, I'm going to take my next caller. Good evening. Who am I on the air with?
Hi, this is Kate.
Hi, Kate. How are you this evening?
Terrific. How are you?
I'm doing really well. Thank you. And where are you calling from?
Calling from Florida.
Hi, Florida. Oh, a Floridian. How's everything in Florida today?
Beautiful. Lots of well-needed rain.
Oh, gosh. Really, right? It's been a dry, dry season. Well, Kate, what is your question this evening?
What is the area of focus that will bring about my highest good in the coming 6 to 9 weeks?
So really an interesting question. I don't know if I can get to you exactly what you're looking for here over the radio, because that would take a little bit of time, but I will see what I can come up with for you, because that is the deep question. So area of focus for you over the 6 to 9 weeks, So what I've got, that's really interesting. Know who comes to you. Gotcha. Archangel Michael comes forward, really, really present for you, and says, there's three answers. There's three statements. One is protection.
Okay. Yeah.
The other is faith. And the last is, what is that? Hold on. Intuition. So building your own connection to your intuitive skill, building your own process, taking the time to really dig in, to open up yourself, knowing that you are safe and the people around you and your process are safe, and having faith to be prepared. Oh my gosh, to be prepared for what's going to be opening up for you as you enter into mid-July going to August, because things are going to open up for you in this specific area of your goals. So there's something that you're trying to do or that you're contemplating. It looks like it's something writing out. Maybe it's a book or trying to put a workshop. There's something I see you writing that you're trying to do around all this stuff, and it's going to open. So your question was, what's my area of focus? Focus on becoming the conduit of the divine. And that's what they're telling me. So does that make sense?
It does.
Wow. Well, I'm glad it makes sense. That's awesome. It sounds pretty powerful. Sounds like you got something powerful you're about to embark on.
Thank you so much. I wish
oh
you blessings
gosh.
In the coming days, too.
Thank you. God bless you. I want to hear from you when you finish your journey here in the next 9 weeks.
All right.
Take care. Bye-bye.
You too.
Very mysterious message. That was really, really great. So somebody just chat messaged me, so I want to make the statement because they're like, thanked me and also questioned at the same time. Like, I really appreciate that you started your show off with the message that you started your show off with. And do you feel like it's kind of more damaging to give an ear to, or a voice, that's a voice, to what people are doing when they do these really horrific things? And one of the things you may notice is I'm not acknowledging what anybody did, because that's not for me to do. I'm not a news reporter. I'm just acknowledging the condition that I'm observing and calling for peace and asking for people to remember that we're neighbors and remember that we're human and treat one another the way we wish to be treated, and to call for all of us to be in the light. So I do appreciate your query, and you can always ask me questions. It's okay. And I appreciate your input, and I thank you for listening to the show. And if for anyone else has a question and you don't want to get on the air and you want to send me a message, please do so. For the rest of you, I'm going to take my next caller. Thank you for holding. This is Angel. Who am I talking to?
Hi, Angel. My name is Wendy, and I'm calling from Florida.
Wendy from Florida. Two Wendy's tonight and two Floridians tonight. Ding, ding, ding,
yes.
Ding, you win the prize. How are you doing?
Yay. I'm fine. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. What can I do for you this evening, Wendy?
I have a question about, I've written this, I've been working on this for a while. I've written a children's story and I'm illustrating it. And I sent out like three query letters, and I was going to do another set in a couple weeks. And do you see me getting any kind of a positive response or any agents being interested, maybe, you know, soon or by the end of the summer? Or?
Yes. Yes. Yes, I'm getting, yes. So what is that number they're giving me? I'm getting 8, I'm getting 11, and I'm getting 19. So write those numbers down, 8, 11, and 19. Not sure if that's August 11th and August 19th. Not sure if that's 8 days, 11 days, and 19 days. But, it's not 8, 11, 2019, because your question was, this year. So I keep getting yes.
Yeah.
They kept saying yes before you could even finish your sentences. Yes, 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 yes.
Okay.
So yes. Don't stop sending out the queries. You have to be maniacal. You have to be relentless, which it feels like you already know that. So So yes.
Yes. Oh,
yes, this
thank
is going to
you
be
so,
very,
so much.
Very successful with this. Okay?
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome.
Good night.
Good night. You have a fantastic evening. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right. Let's just move on to the next caller. Thank you for holding. This is Angel. Who am I speaking to?
Hi. Thanks so
Hello?
Much for taking my call.
My pleasure.
My name is Allison.
Hi, Allison.
Yeah,
where are you from?
Hi. I'm calling from Arizona.
Arizona. Okay. What can I do for you, Arizona?
I would like to know what you feel or see around finding, relocating within my area to my own private space again and getting out of a shared situation, which is...
Yeah, it's not working. It's not working. Yeah,
oh, that's capital. Yeah, I mean, it's screaming. You can scream that across the universe. It is not working.
It's not working.
It's time for me to go. Oh, it's the and the longer I stay, you know, it doesn't get any better. You can't beat a dead horse. I learned that some years ago. So
it's just accepting. It's not. What's that song?
Gotta go.
Years ago. It's just gotta go. Time for change.
Gotta go.
Okay.
Yep.
So relocating
within my area. Yeah.
So I'm relocating. There's a compass, and
I'm
not. There's a compass. I'm being showed a compass, and I'm not I'm not a navigator, so you have to forgive me.
Okay.
It's like to the left. So I guess up straight is north, and to the left would be west. If I'm correct, so to the west of where you're at, and it's not far from where you are. As a matter of fact, it's really much closer than you think. What is that you're showing? 2 weeks, and in a month, you could find yourself in a new place by July. But you have to take the steps. But it's to the west of where you are. It seems like it's lighter than where you are. It's kind of dark where you're. It's kind of dark where you are.
Yeah, that's one way to put it. Yeah, there's a number of adjectives that could be used.
Yeah,
though,
those are the adjectives that I can use on the radio because this is a the family show.
I hear you loud and clear there.
Just be careful though. There's definitely a need for you when you step out of the space. Take the time to do some clearing and some grounding and some release because it's not just that it's not working. It's just like attachment. It's just icky. And it's almost like it's personal. It's really weird. And so you want to make sure that before you step into your new place that you rid yourself of mm-hmm. the stuff. Take some mm-hmm. time. Go sit in a spa. Go do something to really get rid of what this mm-hmm. experience has embedded in you, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
And
yes,
and the new space, this new space is going to be near some trees. It feels like you got to be in the outdoors a little bit more, so it's going to be much more roomy.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to be you by yourself.
That was my next question. Did you feel that this was something where it was a solo situation?
By yourself.
Rather than a room, because I don't want to do the room, the roommate situation again. So
no, it's going to be by yourself. Your stuff is very eclectic and interesting, and it draws.
Yes, it is. Thank you.
You're welcome. It draws envy and weird stuff to it that people just aren't involved enough to be able to share space with you right now. In time, you'll find other people because you may sublet and host things and do things and partner with people as you grow your process. But until you get to the point where you're walking with more evolved individuals, you need to be by yourself because your process is just a little different and it's a great process. So don't let people mm-hmm. tell you anything. God gave you this, go do your thing. So don't.
And you say this is to the, I know you said you're directionally challenged.
So
it's
I'm
to
looking,
the left,
I mean,
think
I am.
To the left or?
So I'm being showed a compass.
Okay.
And so it's like a really pretty compass, and the hand is, the hands point up, so I know that's north, and the hands are going to the left, and that's west, right? And so that's why I'm being shown that it's going to the west of where you are. So, and it's not a long distance. I don't see you like leaving into another state or another community. It's not like a long distance, but it's definitely away mm-hmm. from where you are now. So that's mm-hmm. what I'm being shown.
Okay. And you said in two weeks
you're going to find it. The only thing that I'm not clear on is whether you'll be able to get in it. You might may not be able to get in it on the first, you know, but you'll find it.
That's fine.
You'll find it.
Yeah.
And I see water, and it's really funny to me because when I think Arizona, I don't think about a lot of water, but I see water.
No.
So I don't know if that is because they have something going on in the space. Maybe there's a fountain or something, but I see water. So.
I was going to say, I hope it's not like a leaking roof or something, or bad water pipes or something.
It's the money pit. It's like there's bad water and there's holes and everything. Nope, it's not. I don't see any damage to the building. I just see there's something like a landmark that you're gonna recognize. You're gonna say, oh my goodness, you said water. Look at that. But I would love to hear from you. I would love to hear from you, Alison.
Yeah. Do you run the show every this is my first time to hear you. Is this
every Wednesday night?
Okay.
If you go to the New Age Guild website, their New Age Guild Radio, I host 2 times a week. I have guests, and then I have my show on Wednesday night. So I'm thinking about expanding the broadcast, but we'll see what happens as more people listen. All right?
Yeah. Okay.
You take care.
Well, thank you
so much for calling.
I'll let you know how it turns out. Thank you. Okay.
Awesome.
Bye-bye now.
Thank you. God bless you. Bye-bye. Mm-hmm. So really interesting and so really cool. So now that I've talked to a few people, a couple of seconds here to do our commercial break. Again, if you wouldn't mind taking the time to like the radio show, and if you're listening to it, you can see there on the page, just click like. More likes we have, the higher up in the ratings we are, and the higher up in the ratings we are, the more we're featured and the more I can connect with people, which is really super cool. Go to my website, please join my mailing list so that you can hear where I'm at. I'll be doing some traveling this summer and fall. I would love to come out to your community and have a spirit night in your community. So keep an eye out on my event calendar. And then visit the New Age Guild website when you have a chance to see what else we've got going on. And most important, please like my Facebook page so I can get my friend off of my back. So thank you for holding. This is Angels with my talking show.
Hi.
Hello?
This is Kathy.
Hi. Kathy?
Hi.
Where are you calling from, Kathy?
Atlanta.
Atlanta. Ooh, so I got Atlanta and Florida running neck and neck on callers tonight.
Right.
What can I do for you tonight, Atlanta?
I'm trying to debate which question to ask. I'll ask about tomorrow. This is the most pressing one. Tomorrow, I have a conference call with my attorney. I had a pipe bust in my house. Had contractors do work. They damaged my house, so we had to go through their insurance company. And the insurance company is not cooperating. They lowballed me an offer, and I'm not sure what's going to happen, if I'll get a better offer, if it's going to have to go to litigation or to court or what. So what do you see around this conference call tomorrow? Because I have high anxiety about this.
No, I get that. So, there's several things coming to me, so I'm going to take them one by one. And the first thing is a Broadway show, because you started talking, and the angel chorus were singing, "The sun will come out tomorrow." So you need to have hope. You're being asked to take a deep breath and release. Archangel Raphael is the healing angel. He's asking, pray and know that you're going to be okay. Archangel Michael comes to tell you that you have God on your side and that there's going to be justice, okay? So you've got three messages there around justice, hope, and release, that everything's going to turn out. I'm not getting that you're going to get the solution you're looking for tomorrow. It looks like it's going to extend past tomorrow, but know that you're going to get what you're looking for. Trust that your attorney is going to get what you need. And go into tomorrow strong and knowing it's going to all come together the way it's supposed to come together. Don't lose your faith. So the answer to your question is yes, based on everything that I'm hearing, okay? The only thing that would change that is your lack of faith, only because you have the ability to change your energy based on how you go into it. So breathe. okay? Breathe.
This has been 10 months of crazy. My pipe bust December 31st, 2015. It is 2017. I've been in a nightmare. You just don't know. I understand about breathing.
So here's the thing about a nightmare. Hold on a second. Here's the thing about a nightmare. Are you ready for this? I'm about to blow your mind. Are you ready for this? When you wake up, it's not a nightmare anymore. Okay? Nightmare is over when you wake up. Tomorrow, you are going to wake up, and the nightmare will be over. That's what you're being told.
Okay. Go ahead.
Yes? Go. What were you going to say?
I don't want to cut off your flow. As far as the attorneys, are they going to fight for me? Because I'm not sure. Okay.
Yes. 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 Why? Because they want their money too. They want their money too. So yes, be clear with them. Don't, you know, be strong and be clear and know what that you stand your ground, and they will fight for you. You're exhausted. Your stamina is running out, and that's the space that you're in. That line. You're like a fighter in the ring who's just, you know, your stamina is just running out, and you're just like, ugh. And so that's the space you're in. So take the night, you know, drink a glass of wine, lay down, relax, enjoy your evening. And when you get up tomorrow, make sure you ground yourself, make your connection with the divine, do what you need to do to take care of yourself, get yourself in the right state before you get on the call, and then get on the call, make sure you talk to your attorneys, and then get on the call. And everything's going to come together the way you want it to come together. It's going to take time. You're not completely finished, but I'm told that I'm getting, gotta breathe. It is almost over.
A couple more weeks, a month. Not sure if you do time.
Time is difficult. Timing is difficult, especially when it comes to litigation. And you've always got to be careful with litigation when you talk to any kind of practitioner, because litigation is hard. But I'm definitely not getting that this is going to be a long, long, long time. You've already gone through the long time.
Okay.
It's almost over. Okay?
I have like 3 bad things that I'm working through. And it's just, that's what I was like, do I ask this question or do I ask? I was like, tomorrow's more pressing than the next.
So you are going, you're ending a cycle. And it feels like you're ending that 7-year cycle where you were going through all your challenges. So what's happening is you're slipping into the end and going into the next cycle. So the hard part for you is having the stamina to get to the end of the race and break that ribbon and then go into the next cycle. And that's what you're feeling. If you think about it, that's what you're feeling. So the hardest thing for you right now is having the faith to get through the next 3 to 6 weeks. If you can get through the next 3 to 6 weeks, knowing that everything's going to come together the way you want it to come together, you're going to find on the other side that you're going to start sliding down that hill, riding that little coaster, and it's going to be fine. But you got to get through this next 3 to 6 weeks. The cycle is ending. All the stuff that you've gone through the last 7 years is coming to an end, and you're going into your next cycle, which is your reward cycle.
Oh, my God, Wendy. Oh, my God. I called you Wendy because I know that lady's voice, and I don't even know your name.
My name is Angel.
Angel, there we go. I literally blanked out totally. Thank you so much, because what you just said is almost exactly what has been. I've been in a storm for about 7 years, and you just nailed it. And if things don't come together in that 3-6 week period, I can't even go there. You are absolutely, you read that like a book.
Oh my gosh, thank you.
And you didn't know any of that. And literally, it's either going exactly. And I've jumped over the hurdle and got everything back together, or it's the exact opposite. So you literally gave me hope and
face because that I literally have tears in my eyes.
Oh my gosh, stop it. Go make me cry. I'm glad that I was able to help you. I'm glad that I was able to connect that for you. So what I want you to do a couple of things for me. I want you to go onto my website, bellydancingmedium.com. It's right there on the radio, and join my prayer list. So I can put you on the prayer list so that, you know, me and my prayer group will pray for you to send you some light energy and stay focused. You're welcome to email me anytime you find yourself kind of in a space. You can email me. I'm happy to support you. My desire is to get you through the next 3 to 6 weeks. I have people that call me every week on the radio going through their stuff. If you're unable to or aren't interested in connecting with me off air, whatever we need to do, my desire is to get you there. There is hope at the end of this cycle for you. Okay?
Thank you so much. You have really made my night. Thank you.
You're
so
welcome.
And just one quick question, the 8 p.m. So, I can't pronounce it tomorrow. Next week, next Tuesday.
The solstice.
There we go. Is it for what? I'm so technical. Is it 8 p.m. Eastern time, 8 p.m. Pacific time?
I'm on the West Coast, and so it will be Pacific Daylight Time. However, I'm going to post on my website because people are asking me to do it at different times of the day. So I'm thinking about taking 4 to 6 different times a day so that I can catch everybody and we can all have different moments, because some people are like, well, you know, that's 8 o'clock. That's like midnight. Oh, my God. So 8 p.m.
Well,
for sure.
I just wanted to make sure I was on the right 8 p.m. because everybody needs peace, and I'm totally. So I just wanted to make sure I was on. It doesn't matter if it's 8 your time or my time. I would do either one. To know which one.
Awesome. So for sure, we will be 8 p.m. Pacific Daylight Time. I may have 2 or 3 times before and maybe 1 time after, so that we're doing 4 or 5 or 6 times during the day, so that everybody has a moment to stop and engage, so that we can just send this burst of wonderful light energy through the community. So I'll post that. I'm actually going to try and get that posted on the website before I depart into sleep land tonight. So, you know, don't hesitate to check my website before you go to bed, or you can get up in the morning and check it. My goal is to have it up there before so people can see it in the morning, and I'll be posting it on my social media every day between now and Tuesday so that people can see it. So join my mailing list, go to my website, Kathy, join my prayer list, please. And then like me on Facebook. Okay?
Okay.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Okay, God bless you. Good night.
Thank you. Uh-huh.
You're welcome. Oh, my God, that really moved my heart. Okay, I had a lot of people on tonight, and I've only got about 6 minutes left, and I know I'm not going to get to everybody. And I know there's a lot going on right now, and a lot of people are just caught in this process. So I'm going to take a moment to try to give a message. I'm going to see if I can't get a message for as many people that are out there and try to see what Spirit tells me to give to you. And so this is what I'm getting. Whatever it is that you've got that you're going through in this moment that you feel is out of control for you, you have to remember that you are not in the car by yourself. Like Uber, the bus, or a taxi cab, you're sitting in the car and someone else is driving the car to take you to your destination. The divine spirit, God, Yahweh, the goddess, that entity that you connect with in light, that guides you to your life, to your hope, to your dreams, sits powerfully and strongly and supportive of what you're up to. You are not alone in what you're going through. It is so easy when it is dark to not see the writing on the wall, to not see what there is to do, to be confused about what it is that you're supposed to do. Darkness never wants the light to show. Darkness never wants the end to be joyous. Darkness never wants you to see. Challenge darkness with light. And for you, that light is hope. That light is faith. That light is trust. Believe in yourself. Believe in yourself. Because if you believe in yourself, you will know that there is nothing that you cannot do, because God is with you every moment of the day. And his servants, the masters, the archangels, your guides, your ancestors, they are all with you to take you to where it is that you are destined, that you are designed to go. My friends, we have to come together to make this place that we live in a joyous and prosperous place. Every one of you have something to contribute. Every one of you have something to give. Every one of you have a role to play. Every one of you are important in the grand scheme of what is to be. And the reason why you feel how you feel, because darkness is flirting with making you believe you cannot attain it. And that, my friend, is a lie. That is not true. You have no idea what it is that you are going to achieve in this life. That is the message that I have for all of you. And I hope that connects for you. And if there's anything more you need, please take a moment to go to my website, bellydancingmedium.com. You'll find a prayer list there that you can join, and I will say prayers for you, for your friends, for your loved ones, for your family, as I'm praying for the community, the day that we survived today and all the pain that was caused today. Join my mailing list. You get some interesting literature that will help you ground in focus. Like my Facebook page if you can, and please like this radio program. For those of you who need more, because I do enjoy doing the radio show and giving information and giving readings. I love giving readings over the radio. I'm a professional, and I would love to work with you. If I could sit down and work with you a little more to give you more guidance, give you more support. I am having a summer special where I've gone and reduced my prices for my 30 and 60-minute offerings by 50% and up to 60% for my radio listeners. You'll see the banner on my website. You can give me a call or send me an email. We can book a session. I do phone, I do Skype, and I do distance healing as well. But most important, join me on Tuesday, the 20th, for the peace solstice, in which we were going to be sending out energy of peace and love and joy through prayer and support to our community so that we can create a moment of light to help heal the darkness that is coming to us. My time is coming to an end. Once again, and I do enjoy coming together with you guys every week. Tomorrow, you will hear the Yes Coach, and I'm looking forward to what she's going to be bringing you on New Age on the Yes Coach Radio. And Saturday, I will have another guest, so I'm looking forward to hosting this Saturday. And I will be back next Wednesday, hopefully to talk about the joyous energy we're bringing to so many of you after the solstice, the peace solstice next week. So please, before you go to bed this evening, take the time to acknowledge yourself in love, acknowledge your family in love, and remember why you've been put here. And don't go to sleep angry at anyone you care about, even if they made you mad today. Take time. Don't even have to say you're sorry. Okay. Say, I love you. Let the last thing that you say to your loved ones when you go to sleep this evening be about how much you love them. And then look in the mirror, my friend, and tell yourself how much you love yourself, because God created you. And if God loves you, the least you could do is love yourself. So God bless you. Take care. I will see you on the other side. And as I always say, ignite your life today so that you can evolve it tomorrow. Good night.